Hello, can we get sound? Do you guys have sound? I don't. Is that... It's been four times. You guys have sound? You guys are hearing me? Okay. So it's very hard to distinguish. Is it a Odyssey sound bug? Yes, I hear it. Okay, we got sound. Okay, it's there. Oh my god. I mean, YouTube has solved this problem of pre-show issues by having a kind of background place where you can check that your live works in audio and then you launch it. But Odyssey doesn't have this. So my only way to know if we have sound due to the Odyssey audio bug is to start the stream. Thank you guys for reporting hearing me. Look guys, today I'm cognitively shunted. It's a bizarre feeling of having been cognitively raped yesterday by the leftist I debated on Modern Day Debate. I mean, it's... I feel pain inside my cranium. It's... it's amazing how painful this guy was. I was trying to make factual cases, and at this point, this guy comes from the academia, and he's like, well, why don't everyone think like you, all the experts? And I was like, holy shit, are we there? Are we back in 2003 trying to explain the appeal to authority? These guys, they do philosophy classes, and I've been reviewing recently. I've been seeing what kind of homeworks are given in philosophy classes, and it's like, they literally tell that the authority, that the appeal to authority isn't fallacious as long as the authority is good. And they teach to students to make appeals to authority properly in the form of syllogism. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Holy shit, the entire academia is crumbling. I'm so glad to be out. It's totally taken over by a bunch of fucking idiots. I'm so happy to have made the career choices I've done. I can have liberty from this stuff. My god, we're gonna have a wave of unintelligent people rising into society. I don't want to see the IQ level and the... I don't want to see the, you know, the cognitive structure of 40 years from now. It's going to be ugly. Bo Badger says, but JF, do you have an expert who agrees with you that the guy was painful? I'm sorry, I don't have an expert, so it's not true, right? My god. Go Away was saying, oh no, a Dota stream. I thought he only did these to fool the YouTube algorithm. That sucks. No, today the only thing I can do is play Dota because I don't know, I was looking at the news and I was like, bleh. Nothing, and someone was suggesting, Nothing Like the Sun was saying, JF is being played by Dota to shame. Well, that's one view, I guess. That's one view that I'm being played by Dota 2. I really love this. As if my cognitive structure was subject to a test by the software. Stella Umbrella says, JF, it's Stella. Would you ever watch the Menu movie? Just saw it. It was good. The Menu movie. I've not heard of it. 2022. A young couple travels to a remote island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprise. What the fuck is this, bro? A movie about a dinner? I'm gonna have to watch it. If you want me to watch it, I'll watch it, but... What's the interest here? What is the interest? Holy shit, you guys are coming with suggestions sometimes that I really don't want to do. Gray says, I've been hearing leftists say that about appeal to authority for years now. Yeah, and it's like, it's not because you developed a bunch of textbooks that say this that you have escaped the logical reasons why an appeal to authority is wrong. It's like someone was saying it on the Modern Day Debate channel. If you were to trust all of the authorities and the experts back in the days where they thought the Earth is as at the center of the solar system, you would be wrong. And you would be wrong because rather than trusting arguments, you have trusted authorities. That is simply the appeal to authority fallacy. It's not, you don't make probabilistic call about bunches of people being right or wrong. How do you even know what are your probabilities? What's the probability that all physicists are wrong on quantum physics? I mean, quantum physics is just the standard by which we do things today. Something could come up that, oh my God, here's a better theory that does everything better. There's no answer to the question, what is the chance, what is the probability that all current physicists are wrong on quantum physics? It's so, it's like, it oscillates between zero and infinity almost. Because there are no basis for comparison. What is going to be your basis for comparison? You're going to go back 2,000 years and say, well, let's take all of the physicists of the last 2,000 years and see how, on average, they were right or wrong. Well, then you face the fact, am I going to weight this physicist of 1,000 years ago? Am I going to give it the same weight as the physicist of today? Or am I going to weight them by number of individuals, by whatever, by percentage representative of the current academia? You're not going to come up with a number. There's an infinite number of possibility. And all physicists have all been wrong on something forever, forever back in the past, down to the caveman. Down to the caveman who was trying to figure out some problem of physics. Naberius says he makes a double appeal to authority fallacy because he said, this is how I teach it. So by his standard, JF is not the authority on sustainability, but he is the authority on the authority fallacy. Oh yeah, that was beautiful. I was disappointed that I didn't catch this because I would have liked to point it out. But people have pointed out in the comment section, and oh my God, is that real? He did it. He said the appeal to authority isn't fallacious because that's what they say in textbooks. You can't make this up. This guy is has a whole system of self-consistent beliefs that throws him toward falsehood. It's like he's a machine to find falsehoods. Oh my God, pain. And that's why I'm playing Dota tonight. I'm not working. I'm enjoying you guys on the chat. I'm just going to play Dota because I've been violated cognitively. I wanted to show you my new setup. I love this. I'm now with a system that holds my screens. So I have a robotic, well, no, not robotic, but pneumatic arm here that is holding my screen without the screen ever touching the desk. So it leaves more space on the desk. I have my Behringer compressor, Behringer sonic exciter, PreSonus V2 amplifier, the X1222 USB Behringer, and then I have now a third screen which I've put vertical, and those were my two screens that I had already. So I had the gigantic 4K screen and then a regular 1080p little screen, and now I have this extension because with more and more windows, as you create more stuff like Twitter Space, I still haven't solved the audio problem of Twitter Space. Gonna take a couple of days because I need to drive to Civilization to go buy some connector, but I'll get there. I have my mic, of course. This has always been my mic since 2016-17, I believe. And my soft boxes for lighting, so I really appreciate this third screen because it gives me a place where I can lay more social networks. Because I used to be with Windows stacking above Discord, stacking about Telegram. But now I can see, like, if someone was to send me a Discord message, I would see it on this third window. So it's not a window that plays a big role in the show, but it's a window where I can see my audio streams, and my audio streams used to be laid out behind Streamlabs, and that would get things complicated. I love facing all of it and controlling exactly my audio level, that kind of stuff. Bo Badger says, JF covering the window with a black blanket to prevent 4chan artist from triangulating his position based on the position of the sun. Yeah, I love those black Walmart window blockers because they are thermal, so they keep the cold from entering during the winter. And on top of it, they are fully opaque, so if I light up my studio lights like this, you wouldn't see at all from the outside. Go Away says, what's the toilet paper for? Well, being a man of the people, I do not buy Kleenex. We never had Kleenex, me and Mama JF, so we only have toilet paper. We use it as facial tissue here. Kleenex is just more costly, and so it's not something that I. F the advantage of having a softer touch for facial tissue is not something I find that's worth the price. And in Canada, it's pretty crazy. Like in the US, it's a basic thing and you're gonna get it at a fair price. In Canada, I don't know what's happening, but sometimes the prices are, it's insane. Why should I pay $39 for a stack of Kleenex? It doesn't make sense. No matter how big it is, I should never have to pay $40 for Kleenex, no matter the quantity. It should be a van of Kleenex at this point. But no, in Canada, everything is hard to get at low price and in big quantities. Now, you always have the Costco solution, but we're too far from civilization to make it valuable for us. So what do we do? Well, tonight we will play Dota. My intent would be to maybe play a techies game. It's my favorite at first, a techies game. Let's see. Now we have to set the sound levels. I think I should up the sound level, but now the game is starting, so let's see if I get a chance. Sound, master
Your
volume.
turn to ban.
Let me know how it is. Now, for now, the sounds will be subtle, but in game, I think
Five
they will be.
seconds remaining.
Okay, let's ban the sniper. Techies, we got techies. Yes, boom. Rah! Techies. I love this hero. You guys let me know how's the sound in relation to my voice. I can increase it eventually. I never played Dota either. It's RTS and I like TBS. What are those terms? I don't know about them. I know the term arena. I know the term, but I don't know RTS, TBS. What is this? Real-time strategy? And then, well, real-time strategy, I would think more of a of a game like Command and Conquer. Does Dota qualify as a real-time strategy? Maybe they both do, I don't know. Turn-based strategy. Real-time RTS is real-time strategy. Ah, interesting. I didn't know that Dota would qualify as strategy. To me, strategy, there must be buildings. There must be more than a single character you control. I don't know what's bugged here in the video display, but the characters aren't moving. Well, hopefully that's just for the intro. Hopefully the in-game experience works.
Prepare for battle.
It's in the bag.
This one is in the barrel.
My name is the Techies Acceptance Movement because I am an activist in this game. It's important to understand I'm not playing this game for fun. I'm playing this game to advance the level of acceptance of the Techies as a hero. It's a civil rights fight.
In lines that streak across
I believe that for long enough the Techies has been ridiculed in this game. And that we must push the interest of the Techies, fight for equality, and I will not tire as long as there will battle. Be a Techies gap. There is still, as we speak, less Techies getting picked than many other heroes.
The battle begins.
And we got the Legion Commander, so we can empty some HP. And we got 3 bounty runes. That is an efficient team. Should I join this collective fight here at the middle? It seems like it won't be very productive to do so. But no, let's go top. These guys are running too much. Techies' lives matter. Yes, they do.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I was explaining. I saved here my offlane hero Void Spirit using a slowing mine. And then I got the opportunity to get a good shot at the Ogre Magi.
Science.
I sure wish I knew what was going on, says real based talk. Well, my friend, it's a complex game to explain.
Consider an alternative.
Let's go!
And let's blast off the AM! Yes! Get him! Get him! He is silenced! He is going to die! We got a first blood on the AM!
First blood. Now to finish how it began.
And now the Ogre Magi is getting in trouble because he's running to me. Get him! Get him too! Yes!
Yes!
Oh yeah, double kill! Why now what?
What are we missing?
See?
Four!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what Pro Dota looks like. I could not be more happy with my performance. Now we are suffering low mana. Perhaps it is time to deward here. Destroying the Observer ward, getting 114 gold as a bonus. Now we have to understand that they have come back with full HP. We must be careful as a consequence, it won't be that easy to fight. The role of the techies sometimes is just to tire the enemy out with long range attacks. And once they are at half HP, that's where they fall victim to the blasting power.
What was that?
The damage per second. The Tiki action. This guy keeps going too deep. We're gonna finish him for this. I'm even going to blast him. Boom! Get him! Get him! Oh yeah! DPS techies! Now what? No, I'm not facing NPCs. Dota is always human game. I mean, they do have the option of a bot game, but I never do bot games. It's mostly for practice purposes.
Let's go!
They have introduced recently in Dota the bonus creep with a flag here. You can see it, it's shiny with a circle around it. This creep gives some advantages to the creep around it. And it's also giving more gold. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's finish this Ogre Magi for being at the wrong place. And now will I get out of it alive? At least if I can make it hard for the AM. We got a kill, I died, that's okay. Let's take some boots of speed. Everything is going well.
So, where were we?
No idea.
Give some mana to the Void Spirit.
You have the gratitude of the Void.
Woohoo! Isn't that nice? Yes, you are.
The AM can blink out pretty quick, so even if you're close and you could have a shot at him, he's probably going to just disappear. But that's okay. Denying some range creep. The Shadow Shaman should supervise the bot lane. I don't know why he's here.
Huh? Here goes nothing.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna silence him. Ah yeah! We got the AM! Oh, that is good. If we can finish their carry early, he's never gonna grow good enough. This is exactly our role right here.
Radiant structures are fortified.
Off we go!
Denied. Oops, I didn't want to take the gold here. Do we want to go help our character? Well, yeah, why did the Shadow Shaman leave him alone? Why are you even here? We're winning. We don't need
your
you.
Your middle tower is under attack.
we can just take some HP off of the AM. Up, attach him to a bomb. See, that sucks because now
your bottom
he's
tower is under attack.
He's one-third HP.
Your bottom tower is under attack.
Hope this works. We're going.
The AM magic reflection, not very dangerous for us because most of our attacks are not reflected by this system.
Here goes nothing.
Let's go.
And I'm gonna blast that. Boom! Woo-hoo! That's just to tire him out. He always has to heal. Sucks for him. I'm slowing them down with a attached bomb. He's only level 3. This Ogre Magi is so weak. And soon I hope to be able to buy a mana
boost. Middle tower has fallen.
Who denied the magic creep? Ah, oh, no, that was not clever at all. You want to be careful with an AM level 6. Do not stay low mana.
Your bottom tower.
I have 0 mana. I can't help this guy. But he gets away alive, that's fine.
Your bottom tower has fallen.
Here, we now get mana because I got my mana boots. He also refreshed some.
Good.
Come on.
Alina, that's dangerous. You want to be careful when the Alina arrives like this. She is pissed. She's level 9, be careful. Level 9 Alina is over leveled. I don't know what's been happening in the other lanes, but I'm not supposed to see this at the moment. Oh well, of course. Oh! I survived the Alina ult! I survived the Alina ult! Just because I did my magic wand just in time. Now it's gonna be time for me to heal. Whoa, did you see this? How this Alina ult was coming to kill me? And then the AM was coming to kill me?
What?
I avoided both, but our team sucks. We have 8 deaths. It's 8 versus 6 for the deaths. It's not showing up because I'm not capturing enough of the monitor, but yeah, we have 8-6. And a second bomb. Yes. And I'm putting bombs. Proximity mines. Yes, get him. It's okay that I died here because we have the sniper who will finish the job on the Chaos Knight. Yes, done. Now the Shadow Shaman didn't have to die there, I think. He was not constrained to stay there, but he stayed there. Not very smart, our team.
You again.
What of it?
Skin of the thief, says DK Shadow. Yes.
You sure?
Quit arguing!
Whoa. Alina! No, you cannot hang out around a level 11 Alina like this. This Alina is over farmed, it's crazy. Now we're gonna have to handle the Alina problem at some point. Because these Alina can be ultra dangerous and they come out of nowhere and it's like. Total abuse of spells. at our other lanes, they totally fed. I'm afraid we're gonna lose because of the team here. I don't know what to do. I'm just the techies. I'm supporting. There isn't much I can do to change this outcome if they suck. I'm just seeking to finish the CK. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! He grabbed me. Ah, I didn't know there would be a Legion commander. Man, we're faced with a team that absolutely sucks. Look at this sniper. How can you end up with a sniper under-farmed like this? Void Spirit level 6, are you kidding me? Everyone is level 6. Our Juggernaut may be a hope in this whole thing, but he is only at level 9. That is far from the Nina. Look, Chaos Knight at level 12. How did this happen? They have sucked totally. Maybe we're gonna get the CK here. Oh yes, the Void Spirit is... Oh yes, do it! The Sniper is there. Yes! Shadow Shaman comes in. Neutralizes the CK. Come on, Sniper, go! What? The Sniper is trying to kill the Ogre. Yeah, Shadow Shaman says, Sniper, man. Yeah, these people are extremely incompetent. I mean, it's... The Dota level, sometimes I'm disappointed. But you always end up in the MMR category that you deserve, I guess. I guess I just have to accept that this is where I belong.
Excuse me.
Nice try.
Yes.
There we are. Get fast.
Science.
Your top tower is under attack.
Let's go.
Got the Ogre Mage. We can't afford always dying for everything we do like this. Are you kidding me, guys?
You sure?
Nah, I'm gonna escape to the tower and hopefully... Well, yeah, okay, he fled. I mean... The costs are so high. We were supposed to kill all these people. Now, the CK is winning levels. Very disappointed by the rest of the team. I have 12 asses kills. I've done what I had to do.
Damn.
We're gonna hope that there will be a turn of event when I get my Aghanim shard and I have the possibility to stun with my blast off. Silver Spider says, if JF is frazzled, we are in trouble, lol. He's like the secret weapon against the left because they just stress everyone else out so much. Oh, don't worry about it. The debate will not have killed my brain. I just feel exhausted. Don't worry about it. I don't think there's a debate that can, like, kill me. I hope so.
Radiant structures are fortified. Your bottom tower is under attack.
What is this Void Spirit doing at 20 HP? What the fuck? How do you face a CK level 14 and your 20% health? Your place is at the fountain, bro. What the fuck? Juggernaut may be a silent hope here. Look at this. Look at this. Oh my god. Oh my god. Incompetence throughout. What a team of fucking idiots.
Your top tower is under attack.
Unbelievable. A level 15 CK. How is that happening with a level 11 Juggernaut? It happens through repeated death. That's how it happens.
We're going!
Jeez.
Sniper, maybe a silent hope also. As long as the CK is there and these guys are hanging around the freaking mid tower, there is nothing I can do. Jeff, how much super chat would it take to make you become a leftist? 50 million like Crowder? I don't know. 50 million, is it something that he has taken to be a leftist? Oh yeah. Oh, what? The anti-mage has successfully reflected the sniper target. Oh my god. How did he survive this even? Now, I would like to progress on my support duties. I would like to put some rods out there. Well, at least I didn't give a Legion Commander victory. Thankfully, I survived the challenge. I don't think I really can take money to become a leftist. I don't think I would feel comfortable with the process. I guess, you know, everything always has a price. But I would really hate this. I would really hate this if I was put in front of this choice. I would rather not have this choice. I think I operate at my best in nothing to lose mode. You know? We need to take back our jungle. Come on, guys. Now these guys are getting daring. But there's no one. There's no team. No one. Nothing is happening. I'm so sorry, guys, for the absolute crap performance of this team. Yeah, it's very hard to say what would be the price needed to make me a leftist. Like, dishonestly just choosing to lie to people for the rest of my life. Making people believe I'm a leftist. You would trap me in a cognitive jail that... Holy shit.
I think I was dead.
But I guess my price is not so high because it's like, at some point you say, you know what, I need money. I have to survive. My children are more important. I guess I could prostitute myself for very little money. But I would hate doing it.
Yes!
You know, the game is not over. That's what's so crazy about this game. I'm very disappointed. Here, I'm just gonna try putting this AM in trouble a little bit. Just so he doesn't benefit from a free farm in our own jungle. That is very insulting. But this team is going nowhere. There's always someone at the fountain doing absolutely nothing. It's not gonna work, guys. You can't win a game of Dota like this. You need to be on the forefront. It's like, now, can we make something happen with this ogre? Like, I almost killed this ogre. All I would need is one partner. Yeah, thank you, sniper. You know? I do all of the work for this. Holy shit. Now we got the Legion Commander. Okay, I like what I see. Not everything is disparate in this situation. I killed the Ogre Meiji with pro range use of the blast stuff. I was at the tip of the possibility. This was a beautiful Ogre Meiji kill. They were almost dishonoring it by not participating.
Dire instructions are fortified.
Let's go!
And the AM is disarmed thanks to my... Well, okay. I died, but... Hopefully this results into an okay situation. Jug, 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 jug. It's not time to enter the battle 1 minute later. Your time was 1 minute ago. This jug, bro. Painful. Of course he dies. Man. The levels of this team.
Your middle tower is under attack.
It's just an insult to the whole game. Look at this, they're doing what? They had like 3 carries. They had 4 carries. I'm gonna try disarming here. I'm gonna use this. Stunning the air. But what can I do?
You sure?
Of course.
Only a coward fights with mine.
Yeah, I know that the edges of the game are crapped out. I mean, I can work on this right now since I'm dead. Here. How about that? Now, maybe I can reduce also the size. There you go. Sorry about this, it was my layout for the web browser, but for a game it's better to see it all. Hello Jeff, is there a way you can review this video? This guy claiming to have done do-it-yourself Gina the thing back in 2020.
You want to get packaged into the virus. In this case...
Thanks for the video, bro. But it's like, how am I going to know this? I have no insight to provide you. Maybe this guy did it, maybe he didn't. Does it matter? Do it yourself, biology hack.
Off we go!
Let's go!
I mean, I can look, but I'm afraid it will just be a guy saying he did it, then what are the ramifications? What can I give you as insight? You know? Oh my god, complete onage. Complete destruction of this terrible team. You remember when Jug got added to the game? I used to play on Warcraft 3. Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know if I remember that precise moment, but I remember when... I kind of have a remembrance of the Jug blades being... Oh my god, holy shit, what the fuck is this? The turning blade, you know?
Your middle tower is under attack. Your middle tower has fallen.
I think I still smell sulfur. Sorry. Yes!
Your top tower is under attack.
No hope left.
Your top tower has fallen.
When you have carries that are so late, they are so underfarmed. It's like this game was leaving much space, and part of the responsibility is on the Shadow Shaman here. Like, he was chilling with us on top way too long. Get out, like, maybe come and help us get one kill. But don't leave your jug without support. It's not like we could have done much. I mean, then the jug was in problem, naturally, because he was alone. And people lost so much time traveling and walking around rather than leveling up. That's the story of this game. Now they got Russian just in case.
Fantastic!
Agreed!
I got the Legion Commander is trying to use this ward to blink in. Now, with all the team gathered, can we get something done? Like, I know I'm gonna die, but maybe I can make something happen. Desperately. Yes, kill this Chaos Knight, something. Get it? Well, look at this jug! This jug! This jug is auto-clicking with his blade, what the fuck? We have a fucking idiot at the head of this thing. This jug could have killed the CK immediately. But he was auto-clicking him, therefore lagging on his movement as the Chaos Knight was trying to escape. Man, that is so sad. It's Dota absolute sadness.
Your bottom barracks are under attack. Radiant structures are fortified. Your bottom barracks are under attack.
We're going!
At this point, nothing is possible. I mean, you have a fully farmed anti-merge that's just been chilling, buffling. We can try giving some trouble, but nothing spectacular will emerge here.
Your middle tower has fallen. Your middle barracks are under attack.
I was just thinking, Molyneux debated Ben Burgess on capitalism, and that was a train wreck. Was it? I haven't seen it. And we got an AM here.
Your top tower is under attack.
Focus on their overconfidence sometimes.
Your middle barracks
but let me tell you, this game is. Yeah, well, I have no spell to apply on this Legion Commander. even in this scenario, the Legion Commander was successful at getting away. Forget it.
Radiant's courier has been killed.
Yes! Yes!
And that's it. My courier has been killed even.
Huh?
I sense distortions.
So how did it bear with Stefan Molyneux? Was it also the appeal to authority? They're so amazing with this appeal to authority, these leftists. You can see why leftism veers into a vaccine dictatorship. Just from this. Defending, but we're only delaying our death.
Woo-hoo!
Silver Spider, hey, sorry, I tried to open pop-up chat and Odyssey locked up on me. That's been happening pretty much every day for a week. I just got back now. Yes, we are in trouble if JF is frazzled too, but that's their only intellectual card to play. What does frazzle even mean? Frazzled. Definition. A state of extreme physical or nervous fatigue. Oh, okay, so kind of a burnout. Yeah, no, I don't expect a burnout from me. I'll be fine. We have to play another game because that was absolutely disappointing. Terrible team, like orders of magnitude below. Orders of magnitude below the other team. Absolute lack of talent. Leftists were all about free speech and original thinking when they didn't have institutional power. Yeah, they were interpreting their whole position in the world as kind of in a rise for civil rights and, oh my god, religion is oppressing us, controlling women's bodies, and it's keeping us from this and that. And what a failure. They totally veered authoritarian. Well, the 10th player is rejecting the game. Here. I'm watching this.
Probably a little over a couple of weeks at this point.
Biohacking.
Growing a virus.
Self CRISPR.
Codes for a functional copy of the lactase enzyme. Because I am very lactose intolerant. So,
annoyance as an agonizing way to ruin your day or from that designed bacteria for mass production. But beyond that, they're really packaging the DNA into a and it gets protected. Moving on, you'll see powder, which is a human promoter to our eyes.
Long time before this is ever tried in humans. The original version was nice because I'm right now that I don't really want to work on this right now. Part of the reason I'm even making this video, other than to update on how the original went, is actually to ask for your help checking my work. I've uploaded the DNA file to the Whose Gene Is In Any Way GitHub, and I've linked to it below. You're free to download it, modify it, and even have it synthesized if you really want it. And if you find any issues, you can leave them on GitHub so that the plasmid can be improved, and whatever we actually end up having made down the line will be the best possible version.
This doesn't look like a guy who modified himself genetically with CRISPR. It looks like he was just playing with cells and maybe having a CRISPR working, maybe not. I don't think this guy has modified genes in his stomach or whatever. I mean, he seems to be saying, I would have to listen to the whole thing, I guess, but he seems to be saying that he played with some chromosomes that maybe he got from his own cells, but we're very far from reinserting the freaking cells in his stomach here.
Bringing it to market, you're welcome to do so, just as long as
I've been doing every Monday and Friday at 2.
Yeah, he's just working theoretically on a gene sequence on a computer. This guy didn't modify himself genetically. But I'm happy that I could give you an answer because I thought he would claim that he did it. So I was like, yeah, now how do I verify that? This is just a guy playing with maybe CRISPR working, but not even on him. And no, I don't think there was a successful surgery here. Silver Spider says it wasn't appeal to authority, but Ben went for the socialism is perfect routine, but capitalism is awful. Then Stefan talked about how communism killed 100 million people, accused Ben of not being for the workers like he is. Okay, interesting. I may actually have seen this debate. Now that you talk about it, it awakens something in my mind.
I am Squee.
I'm Spleen.
I'm Spoon.
Let's go.
This one is in the bag.
Prepare for battle.
Hopefully, we get something,
you
some
sure?
better action.
Quit arguing.
Ben got even worse. He dismissed all of JF's point because most authorities don't agree, then denied making an appeal to authority. Yeah, and this whole conception that there's this massive consensus against genetic parasitism being a thing is absolutely ridiculous. They will all tell you that there is a consensus to the contrary, that genetics causes human behavior. Now, they won't go to the edgy talking point of therefore, it's going to lead to a lot of exploitation in society, but it's not super hard to make that conclusion for yourself, based on just the mathematical considerations around it. And people were pulling the whole, predator-prey waves of the Latka something. There is a term for this,
yes.
the Latka model, and I really liked what they were showing. Because ultimately, parasitism and predator is similar. We don't think of these words as the same, but there is no reason why these words are separate. What we call a parasite lives inside of you very often. What we call a predator lives outside of you, but from a phenotypic, genotypic perspective, it's pretty much the same.
Yep.
Off we go!
Quit arguing! Woohoo!
Oh, I caught him, but... But he seek cover for the tower, and he succeeded. Now that's not a good news, we got already one death on the team, we lost first blood. But that was not our lane, it was the top lane.
Let's go!
You don't want to let a Slark gain agility by hitting you.
Yes.
Always flee the Slark. Well, the Slark got away, but barely. Not the right time, I don't have my glass though. Thankfully I had enough mana to slow the Slark a little bit, but we have to wait for my blast. Oh, what is that? And we are weakening them. Now this bristleback has to heal or get some regen or whatever. And we get away with the slow bomb. Now while this bristle back gets better, I think I'm just gonna do a walk back to the fountain because I need to heal. Bristle back needs to heal at this point. It's worth the walk, and bristle back is draining the XP while that happens.
That way! Huh?
What?
Get him! Oh boy!
Tire out the lion, tire out the Slark, and our bristleback gets higher level.
Fantastic!
Now he's trying to pull, can we? But he's going to mess up his strategy here, get the last hits. We got the last hit, so no losses. Now, this bristleback will have to stop being at the front so I can provide them with some support. Stop moving.
We're going!
Now, so he's staying here, he's gonna be in trouble. Let's cover for him here.
Excuse me.
And destroy the ups 120 gold. When you catch an up, that is nice. Jeff, he swallowed the virus at about 40 seconds in the video. Swallowed the virus? Yeah, but that's not gonna work. He swallowed just the CRISPR virus.
Yes.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna survive the stomach. You need to be very fine in handling the CRISPR virus. I mean, you can't exclude, I don't know, I would need to read, but my instinct would be to tell you there aren't much viruses other than specialized viruses who will survive the stomach environment.
This just might work.
Viruses that really want to live in your intestine. But the CRISPR virus...
Up we go!
Chances are, this guy is not genetically edited. Yeah, you would need some tests to confirm. You can combine your CRISPR injection with a luciferase and determine if the cells have become blue or whatever. You can just swallow and hope. Like, the chances that he modifies himself that way are less than 1 in 1,000,000, I think. That would be my rough call. What a bristle back.
This works.
The thing is, bristle back is putting himself in such trouble. I can try doing something, but man, here.
Off we go.
Why would you go so deep?
Your top tower is under attack.
Mine.
You sure?
Quit arguing.
Yeah, the wiki entry on appeal to authority, it's trying to kind of reconciliate the leftist view at times. And it's like, oh yeah, there's also these people who have this view. And you're like, okay, but is that enough to warrant consideration that some people think something? And then they're like, well... We are mentioning this view because experts in the field, some of them think that way. Okay. So, you have an appeal to authority to justify how the alternative definition of appeal to authority should be also mentioned. It's like, you could think someone is making a joke on society. Like, it sounds like a fucking joke. Our bristleback is never completing the kills. What is wrong with this person?
Here goes nothing.
Our bristleback is just being bad. Being bad, having no mana, always short by a little bit. Now this slark causing us some trouble. A meta appeal to authority, JF? Yeah, I mean, you could try to develop why is the meta appeal to authority fallacious or not fallacious, and does that differ from the reason why the original appeal to authority is fallacious? Why are the other teams always higher level?
This works.
Science.
There's something being done wrong by our side.
Good plan.
Come on, Briss. He never finishes the kills! Never! Never! This Bristleback just cannot complete! Look at him! What am I supposed to do? Well, he finished the kill while dying now. Good. At least we got something.
Dire structures are fortified.
I think she was a troll.
Let's go.
Ariel Suarez. Were you arguing with some Marzi or something? Lol, the statements that person made were beyond laughable. Oh yeah, it must be a pain. You know, if it's a pain for me to be in the debate, it must be a pain for you guys to be
in the
regular chat and comment section arguing with these leftists. It is so painful. Well, well, we got insta kill the lion with his finger of death. She very likely was. I remember she said something along the lines of genes have nothing to do with behavior or property. It's all policy. Yeah. Celle-ci, tu vas win des bons picks. Someone tells me in French on Twitter that we're gonna win this one because the picks are good. Let's get that! I came just in time.
Yes!
To finish the Bristleback job, but he was in major
this
trouble.
Is gonna be fun.
Thankfully, we got the Slark, the Lion.
The tides are turning. Radiant's current has been killed. The enemy's bottom tower has fallen.
Escaping the Slark because he's dangerous.
It's under
attack. Haha, you run for me way too much. You followed me into the tower and you are dead, sir. I am the Thickies.
Nah. This Bristleback,
you sure?
Just when constantly bad.
Your top tower is
here,
under attack.
Go, Bristleback, I'm giving you mana.
Has fallen.
Nice.
Your bottom tower is under attack.
Yes.
Your bottom tower is under attack.
Okay, it's time to get our stun capabilities. Oh, and we got some gold rings left over here. Let's get it.
Is mine.
Yeah, Russell, go for the lion. You can do it this time. Is he gonna miss it again? Oh, you got it. Now, that's what a bristle is supposed to do. Complete the kill. A bristle has the opportunity to follow for a long time. He's got strong arm. Did we have two people disconnect? My god. I'm pausing this game. Did this just happen? Two people just disconnected. That is very grim for the outcome of this team. All right, we are on a pause. I'm not sure we're gonna win this game. It's 9-8 for the other team. Bob says, Wiki shows the theoretical tension in the ID sometime. Something Burgess completely ignored. Yeah, Burgess was talking to me like my view doesn't even exist. And if I was to read a book from a philosophy department, I would realize it. The thing is, whatever you want to call it, there has to be a fallacy for this thing that you do when you trust authority. That is the point. I think it may be the way I phrase it next time, you know, just to get around this ridiculous discussion of semantics.
What'd you do with your brain?
Whatever you want to call it, something must be this science. Error that one does when... I think I'm going to find a way to phrase the appeal to authority fallacy without calling it the appeal to authority fallacy. I would say, like... Maybe I'm just going to drop the example. Maybe I'm just going to say, well, it does seem that if you were thinking like this 2,000 years ago, you would think that the planet is at the center of the Earth.
Let's get this, bro! Yeah.
That was fun, because he was attacking our shadow friend. Whoa. Oh, they surprised us with the gigantic Earthshaker moves. We're gonna have to be careful with this Earthshaker. Hopefully we have a... Oh my god. Level 8 Phantom
Your
Assassin.
Middle tower is
Believe
under
it
attack.
Or not, I'm higher level than our carry.
Fortified.
And we have lost the
Radiant
top tower.
Are fortified. Your middle tower
Absolutely
is under
bad. How am I supposed to deal with that team?
Your middle tower is under attack.
Let's go! I'm going in! No support, no one helping me. It's like... Bro! These guys were around! What is this guy doing? Oh my god! Why? You gotta follow. If you see the map, I'm TPing. You gotta be there. This guy has all of his spells ready. No support whatsoever. We could have gotten so many kills. Sometimes you have to understand the level of talent you're playing with and you have to adjust your strategy.
Your top tower is under attack.
You would think I would have had some dagger coming in from Phantom Assassin.
No idea.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not even worth having debates if you have the view that Fergus has. It's like, the debate should be not so much about what is, but it would be debates about, let us determine together exactly what is the expert view. Because ultimately, if the expert view has pre... I don't know how you would call it, you know, if it's systematically superior, it has prescience, prescience maybe. Then a debate's function would only be to let us try to understand together exactly what the experts are trying to tell us. I'm happy that we handled the ES problem.
Hope this works.
Illusion. What was that?
I didn't see anything.
Save the bristle back, but careful, the ES is very daring, so be careful with this guy. Come on, I'm giving it to you. Someone catch this slark. Our phantom assassin is like,
ah, too bad, he's gone.
No effort. Low effort PA. Is he even farmed? Not really. Battle Fury 21 minutes. Not terrible.
Your bottom tower is under attack.
I'm always wondering if it's worth the extra one person spell damage.
Your bottom tower is under attack.
Off we go!
Your middle tower is under attack.
What was that?
I didn't see anything.
Total team ownership. Total team on edge. And what can happen?
Radiant,
yeah, people are pointing out the drow, the Skyrath, totally inactive. What are these levels? What is this MMR level? Sewers of the internet, I suspect. Sewers of the...
Yeah.
A fair piece.
The Warlock ult. Whoa, what's happening then? Three of them. This Kyrath mage is bad. I don't know what we can do. I have to have my blast stuff for now. Let's get them! Yeah! Yeah! Perfect timing! Yes! Oh yeah, three kills. Impressive that we pulled this while being completely owned otherwise.
Your top tower has
it gives
been
me
denied.
Some hope. Who knows, the PA might wake up.
Going!
Jeez.
You sure?
Quit arguing!
And
let's go.
My whole team is just standing back while I'm fighting the fight. Well, actually, I got the draft, so it's like I'm good. But they totally got owned solo against
your
the Slark solo while I was just owning the whole rest of the universe. This PA somehow is still farming. This PA is amazing. Somehow this guy was farming behind the massive other teams, and now our Bristleback is in trouble. Can he? A Bristleback, you never know, but no. I'm so disappointed by what I see. They are owning the tower. There's not even troops. Oh my god. I am disappointed.
Let's go. Sneak to get planted.
I got the AS. Can our Shadow Fiend survive this encounter? Hopefully. Disappointing game. Just a few genes I can think of the top of my head to influence personality, yet the socialist clown is like 99.99999% of experts think. Yeah, Unstoppable. One wonders if one day I will just stop my debate career, you know. Because my policy has always been accept all debates. But at some point you gotta say, there's no progress here, we are regressing. It's not so worth engaging in these debates anymore. Pretty much every idea has been laid out. The crowds have been... The blood gods have been satisfied. Their thirst has been quenched. What else do you want to do? These leftists will just keep believing stupid things. They are totally obfuscating reality. That's what leftism is. The only question is just how hardcore are they in terms of controlling the speech of others? And I'm gonna get this ears! Ah! Oh my god, how did that? And now I get the lion finger. Of course. Everything turns to shit. This PA is the PA. What are you doing, PA? What is this? He was alone with the supports. He was full health, full mana. Like, yeah, this guy. Now, the Skyrat Mage did something finally. This PA. This PA. Idiota PA.
Your middle barracks are under attack. Your middle barracks
has fallen. All right. What a disappointing, this disappointing night. I'm gonna finish this game, and I think it's done for the night.
I think so. Who keeps talking? Think fast.
Eureka!
Your bottom tower is under attack. Roshan has fallen to the Radiant.
We have the shyest PA ever.
Off we go.
We're going.
Jeez.
Look at this bit alone, just jumping in. I tried saving him, but there's not much I can do.
You wanted out of here, didn't you?
What is our team doing? Not clear.
Your top tower is under attack. Dire structures are fortified.
Where are we?
Radiant structures are fortified. Your top tower is under attack.
Right.
Let's get some action on this guy. Oh, we got him! Can we do it again? Do it again! Oh my god, the whole team. What is this guy doing? A bristleback alone. Our teams aren't even playing, it's insulting. Wow. Normally, I get much more quality partners. I don't know what's happening tonight. They have paired me with the worst of the worst. I mean, people who aren't even playing. This is done. This is over. Gentlemen, I know that it's lower audience counts when I do Dota, but I needed this period of rest. We're going to be back on the news tomorrow. Now that the Ben Burgess debate has been done, I have to have a look at my schedule. Oh yeah, we'll have a guest next week. Somehow the Bill, the founder of Minds.com, Bill, has contacted me, and I don't know, maybe he likes the show, maybe he wanted to talk about technological developments in social media, so I can't wait to talk with him. I don't remember if I've already talked with him back in the days. It seems I've spoken to someone from Minds, but was it Bill? I don't remember on the public space. In any case, I would like to see his perspective, because we have Twitter rising again. Is there going to be so much free speech on Twitter that the other platforms become irrelevant? What form is it going to take? Will there be algorithmic switching between platforms? That would be fun. I'd love to see, you can have the Minds Outlook, but you can be on the Minds server or you can be on the Twitter server. Something like this, some kind of open source. You know, everything goes and you choose your own circles. Although, there's also the fact that being at one place for everyone is very important, because it totally changes the game. As Elon Musk has pointed out, Twitter is the PvP of social media, and that needs to remain the case. Anyways, that is it for tonight. No Mercy was saying, JF, you can frame the appeal to authority fallacy as any expert view will have the interface with the truth through propositions, arguments, and evidence. Truth is not democratic. That is a very good one. Ultimately, if experts had a good reason to find the truth and had access to the truth, there would be a method through which they have reached it, and there would be therefore reasons, arguments, and facts. And not knowing the totality of those reasons and facts would potentially put a blind spot on your own ability to assess their truth. Beautiful. That's exactly what I'll say next debate. Bye-bye, everyone. Much love. Thank you.